News Radio 560 KPQ. It's the agenda on our new time from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, and it's 12:40. On the line with me right now is Nathan Woodward. Nathan, we met not long ago when you were talking about the Cal Ripken World Series, and the team from Wenatchee Valley went all the way to Alabama to play some teams down there. And welcome back to the program. It's good to have you on the air again.
Thank you.
So, Nathan, tell me about what it was like raising the money that you needed to go to Alabama. I mean, you guys had to put together, last time we talked, you were putting together the funds to get down there, and I assume that you made it somehow. Tell me about the adventure.
We did. We got great support from the community. There was a lot of businesses that stepped up, as well as private people, from not only locally, but from all across the state. We got, Pepsi gave us a great fundraising opportunity down at the Sunburn Classic doing a dunk tank. So we had that. We had several car washes. Just received outstanding community support. It helped, raise the money to make it possible for the kids. They had a great experience.
How many kids did you take?
We took 12 players, and then there were some family members, and a few siblings that went.
And what town were you in Alabama?
We were in Phoenix City, so it's just it's right on the Chattahoochee River. Across the river is Columbus, Georgia, so it's right on the Alabama-Georgia border.
And you ran into some good ballplayers down there, right? I mean, you took some good ballplayers from here, but naturally, if it's the Cal Ripken World Series, you met some good players from all around the country.
We absolutely did. We played four pool play games. In those pool play games, we went 2-2. We were defeated by the host team, Phoenix City. They were a very solid baseball team. They wound up getting fifth. We were defeated by Virginia, who tied for third place. Those were the two losses we had in our pool. The two we won, we beat China 12-0. Played pretty well that day, hit the ball really well. And then we had a tight game with Pennsylvania, and we ended up coming out on top of that one 4-1. There was a lot of really good baseball players there. You had nine of the top 12-year-old teams in the country, and then the one from China. So it was a pretty incredible experience.
Everybody on the Wenatchee team 12 years old?
Yes. All of our players are 12 years old. They'll all move on to play Babe Ruth or something similar to that next year. So they'll be out of the youth baseball program, but they'll still continue to play and try to build their skill set and hopefully play at Wenatchee High School someday.
Well, when I was 12 years old, I had no business being in a World Series anywhere. I was on a little league team, but, I was hitting like 117. So I wasn't going to be going to Alabama to play. But tell me about some of your players. They must be really exciting players to watch on the field.
All in all, they, it was a complete team effort on the ones we got wins on. Every single game there was MVPs awarded on both sides. And so we had, six players that came home with MVP pins, and I can't recall all of them off the top of my head.
That's all right.
Probably the highlight of the awards at the end, Eli Zendejas was awarded All World Series Offensive Team, so he got a Rawlings bat given to him, that said Cal Ripken Major 60s World Series, and so he got placed on the All Offensive Team for the World Series, which was pretty special.
He's got a great ball player name. He should be playing with the Mariners with Eli Zendejas as a name, don't you think? I mean, that's a ball player.
Yeah, no, he had a great tournament, and all the boys had a great tournament. I think pretty much everybody on the squad helped out and pitched at one time or another. We're pretty deep on pitching, and it was a pretty great experience. They all pitched in and helped one time or another. We had I can't recall exactly which game it was. Isaiah Farias, he hit a home run. I think that was our only home run in the tournament. But that was a pretty special deal, to get that was his first home run in the All-Star season. So to get it at the World Series was pretty special.
If you're 12 years old and you're flying to the World Series down in Alabama, that flight out of Wenatchee and SeaTac must have been pretty special. and I can imagine all the excitement that they were feeling. But when you come home and not quite accomplishing everything that you had planned, then you get a big lesson for being 12 years old, don't you?
You do. You do. You know, Delta Airlines was, that's who we were scheduled to fly with through Cal Ripken. And Delta was such a great company to fly with. They actually had our own, excuse me, our own check-in gate for us when we left to go down there, as well as when we came home. They had some goodie bags for the boys, and, you know, they kind of just made them feel, you know, that this was a special moment, and allowed that to kind of sink in, and it was coming and going. So even though they hadn't done as well as they would like, even when we flew back, you know, they still, you know, were recognized on the flight and at the airport as, you know, being the Pacific Northwest Regional Champions and, you know, having just competed in the World Series. So that was pretty special, too.
Of course, sounds really like a lot of fun. The reason I mention that is because it's easy if you're on a good team to accept winning. But if you want to be a champion, you have to learn how to lose. And it's not something that people like to learn. I don't like it. You don't like it. The kids don't like it. But you have to be able to take it and then go back and play the next day. And I hope that's what they learned.
You know, they did. We started off a little slow. You know, we didn't win our first game out. You know, so having to come back and battle is kind of what they've done all season. So it was nice to see them do that down there as well. Of course, you know, they had to overcome the heat and the humidity as well. It was in the 90s with 85 to 95% humidity and thunderstorms every day. So it was definitely different than playing back home here in Wenatchee, and I think they got a lot out of the experience.
What are these kids going to be doing next year? Do you think that they all go on to the next level?
I think they'll all still continue to play baseball at some level or another, and my guess is that they'll probably all play a little bit of travel baseball in the spring and play some league baseball probably, and they may even try out and try to play on the American Legion team, the Junior American Legion team that's a 15 and under team. But it's just hard to say. You know, some of them, I think they'll all play. That's kind of what it sounded like. So we can hope they all stick with it and build on their skill set and continue to have fun playing the game.
What got you involved with the team, Nathan? Are you a ball player? Did you have kids on the team?
My son Joe's on the team. I've coached, several Wenatchee youth baseball all-star teams in the last 5 years. I've coached several 14 and under travel teams. But I mean, most of the coaches that are involved at Wenatchee Youth Baseball are involved, you know, one way or another. They've got a child playing or those kinds of things. So, yeah, just, you know, trying to help all the boys that are on that team, build their skills and have fun playing the game. I mean, that's probably one of the most important parts.
If someone's listening right now with a talented ball player at home who's going to be 12 years old soon, how do they get in touch with the league? How do they approach the Cal Ripken League?
We have signups in the spring through Wenatchee Youth Baseball. You can look us up, you know, on the internet. You can just Google Wenatchee Youth Baseball. And, you know, if they're on the Wenatchee side of the river, it's kind of, they have to live within the charter or go to school within the charter. That's how the Cal Ripken process is built. So, you know, if they're a Wenatchee student or Wenatchee, they reside in Wenatchee, they would play with the Wenatchee charter. If they were an Eastmont student or they resided in East Wenatchee, they would play on the East Wenatchee charter. We play league intermixed. So we, you know, we go back and forth playing league games with East Wenatchee, and they can contact either one, you know, based on where they live. And it's a great opportunity to learn the game and get to have some fun.
And is it for 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds too, or how? What's the age group for the Cal Ripken League?
So the Cal Ripken League starts at T-ball, so ages 5 all the way to 12 years old, and beyond that, then there's Greater Wenatchee Babe Ruth, which is 13 to 15U.
I think I played Babe Ruth and Pony League too. I remember at that time. I can't remember what age and which one came first, but I remember those are great games. And I remember fondly of all that time. Nathan Woodward, thanks for all the good work you did. Thanks for joining us today to give us the footnotes on that trip to Alabama. These kids are we're going to hear from them again sometime, don't you think?
I would sure hope so. I hope they keep building on it, and then all the way through their high school years, they should all keep playing, and I think it'll help the program as they get older.
I hope so too, Nathan, and I hope that the bullpen doesn't break your heart like it does with some of the managers that I've talked to.
Oh no!
All right, thank you, Nathan. Thanks for joining us today, and I'm sorry about that mess up yesterday, but I apologize, and I'm glad that we got you on the air today. Nathan Woodward with the Cal Ripken team. Just back from the World Series in Alabama, where they performed well, didn't take the championship, but they comported themselves like champions, and they played hardball, and they beat China, and they did well against Pennsylvania as well. So a great story to be told. Thanks a lot to Nathan Woodward and all the guys on the team. Welcome back home, you Cal Ripken players.